Coach, after you saw the tapes, did you think that the team played hard enough to win?
I don't think effort was the issue. There was obviously plays, as there is in every game, where you're going to coach that just like you coach everything else. Execution was the problem, not the effort of the team.
Do you have the players on defense to be a good defense right now, or the personnel issues that aren't about to be addressed at this point?
Well, hey, listen, we're at that point in the season, we've got to win football games, and it's our job to find out what our players do well, put them in those positions, and give them a chance to be successful. Our issues have been, at least defensively, have been the inconsistency issues. We play good in spurts, and then in other spurts we don't play so well. We did a better job of stopping the run this past week. It was a passing game that hurt us. So we've got to find a way to be more consistent.
What's the key to making that happen? How do you get both ends to work well in the same game?
Well, I mean, I think it's the team, players and coaches, doing a better job of being on the same page, exactly how to do the things that we're trying to get accomplished.
Is it harder to fix when it's something different each week as opposed to if it was always the run game, figure, okay, you make changes in the run defense and at least the pass defense is good? The fact that it's both, depending on the week, does that make it more difficult to fix?
Like I said, you feel like you fix one thing and then you're working on fixing something else. But at the end of the day, we got to do a better job of being more consistent, and that's what it's really all about.
Following Twitter, I mean, you see the sentiment out there that, Dennis Allen, defensive coach, you ought to be able to fix the defense. And when you hear sentiment like that, I mean, to what degree do you find validity in it, or do you feel that's too simplistic a way to look at it?
Well, number one, I don't follow Twitter. Listen, the way I look at it is, that's something that's our responsibility to fix. Believe me, we're doing everything we can to get it right. Like I said, we've played really good, and then at other times we haven't played as good as we need to play. So we got to do better.
Will you consider taking a greater role on defense, either in practices, on game day, calling strategically?
I've been very involved. I've been very involved in what we do, game planning wise. Defensively. But I'll look at any avenue or anything that we need to do that I feel like gives us a chance and helps us to win football games.
Can I get back to the earlier question about the overall defense? Do you think there is enough talent to win in that defense?
Yeah, we have enough talent. We have to play at a high level on every single snap and every single game. And just like anybody else in the National Football League, if you don't play consistently, you're gonna have the ups and downs like we've had. So I don't look at it as a talent issue. We have who we have, our job is to go out there and win football games.
Coach, in the last decade, we've had some teams that have a couple beat downs and they get to the point where they think, okay, we're not making the playoffs, and they talk about professional pride week to week, but then they kind of mail in the rest of the season. How are you going to keep everybody super sharp? I mean, mathematically you're still alive, but how are you going to keep everybody sharp after a couple of bad results?
Well, that's what we do. We're pros, and that's what our job is to do, and I don't know how things have been done before, but we're hired here to do a job. And that's to do the best that we can to try to win football games. And that's exactly what I expect throughout the remainder of the season. And the only thing that we're guaranteed right now is that we can't be any better than 10-6. So that's the way I look at it.
When a team goes through a run like this, where you've had defensive efforts like you have, 97 points over the last 2 weeks, I mean, some teams make wholesale changes. KC has said they're going to bench players who make turnovers immediately. Is this the time for that, or is this the time to stay the course, say what we're doing philosophically is correct?
Well, we're always – everything we do is in a constant evaluation. But I'm not going to stand up here and say, yeah, we're making wholesale changes. We're going to look at every aspect of what we do, offensively, defensively, and the kicking game, And if we feel changes need to be made, we'll make those changes.
Coach, could you explain your decision to waive Pat Lee in a starter for seven games? Why was that move made?
Well, I felt like that the younger guys that we had were more valuable to us on special teams, and so that's the reason why we made that move.
After obviously a loss like yesterday, and then you face New Orleans, who turned things around against Atlanta, is there anything in particular that you're going to work on this week to drastically change how you guys have been playing the last two?
I mean, I wish there was a magical answer. I know everybody wants a magical, you know, this is the solution. But at the end of the day, and I've said this over and over, it's about us doing our job the right way every single time. And when we develop that consistency, when we've had that consistency, we've played well on all three sides, you know, all three phases. But that's the key to having success.
You said you were looking at the film and you saw it, and you said that it wasn't really effort issue. Are you seeing, when you look at film, are you seeing an issue of talent, scheme, or effort?
Well, I think at times there's a combination of all three of those things. And I don't think you can look at one little thing and say, that's it. That's the issue. There's several things that we got to get corrected.
Are there any updates on the injured guys, Dennis?
Travis Gaithel had an ACL. So we will place him on IR. Both Matt Giordano and Brandon Myers are both going through the concussion protocol. And so we'll basically let the medical people handle that and see where they're at. Mike Huff's got a calf, which he's I believe he's going to be okay. Tyvon Branch injured his neck a little bit. I'm not sure the extent of the injury. We're doing some more tests to really see where he is. And then on the guys that didn't play last week, both those guys, McFadden and Goodson with the ankles, are, still kind of in the same situation, as well as Seymour with the hamstring. So we'll see where they're at as we go throughout the week.
Are McFadden and Goodson still in their walking
group? Yeah, I believe they are.
And you don't know whether they're going to play this weekend?
I don't know, yeah.
And Khalif, do you think?
I anticipate getting Khalif really going this week. So he had a good week of practice last week, had another good day of work with the trainers today. So I think we're going to be ready to get him going.
What do you think of Bergstrom and the time he had out there?
He did okay. I thought there was, I think he showed, some of his youth, especially playing the tackle position. But there were some things there that I felt like were, encouraging about the way that he went out and played.
There were a lot of batted balls at the line. Was that an issue with the blocking? Was that an issue with?
Well, I think it was more of it. I think it was more of an issue with them and the way that they decided to rush. It looked to me like they, kind of tried to mirror the quarterback a little bit with their defensive tackles and use their edge rushers to try to, get to the quarterback, and they did a nice job of getting their hands up and batting the ball down.
You're going to have to add a linebacker, or could it be anybody?
Well, it could be anybody, but we're going to look at some linebackers.
How on edge does a series of defensive performances put the defenders on this team? How on edge do you go out of your way to put the defensive players on this team after a couple of games like this?
Well, I would hope that they would all be on edge because we all should be on edge. That's the way you play in the National Football League. And, that outcome was unacceptable. And we've got to be better than that.
Coach, do you feel that with the plan that you and Reggie have and the contract you signed, that you're not under a lot of pressure to win right now? Or do you feel that pressure that you have to win right now?
Our job's to win. It has nothing to do with contract status or anything like that. Our job's to win, and that's the only reason why I'm here.
Good time for just one more, guys.
Is anybody on your staff on the bubble?
Nobody's on the bubble. I don't think this is the appropriate time to even comment on that anyway.
Last one. For those of us who aren't here every day, are you using a combination of zone blocking, man blocking?
We're using a combination of both.
I know you were using zone originally. Was it because there was a report on Yahoo.com that hadn't have gone to you and asked to?
Well, we've visited with Darren, specifically Greg's visited with Darren, you know, on a week-to-week basis about what runs that he likes. And we've tried to incorporate more of those runs that he likes as we've gone on throughout the game plans.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you.